The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk to burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the fluke. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me. Wrong with you. When the cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world, the shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it.
Yeah. I ain't rocking with you, so what you gonna do?
My favorite mutant, yeah,
is a mic on. With you, your logic does not get used.
Come on.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Laugh Fest, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
The Tuesday edition of Talking Heads is on right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. on this Tuesday edition. And you know it's Tuesday, so you know we will have the Freeport Report coming up in short order. We'll be chiming in with Sarah Kirkby and, of course, C. Allen Johnson today, finding out everything that's going on from Freeport in the Freeport Report in Outer Grand Bahama. And then, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, Pearly will be in the building. Earl of Pearl will be in the building along with Peter Raheem. We'll be talking sports. And we got a lot to talk about today. All right? So let's make sure we get there in a good way. You know what I got. I got to make sure your mind's right. I got to make sure your mind's working. All right? So I got your mind, bending brain teaser lined up for you. Okay? And you know what we're playing for. You're going to get registered for the big Laugh Fest giveaway for you and five of your friends to come get your laugh on. Over there at the beautiful Fusion Superplex. End of the month, Friday the 29th, Saturday the 30th. Over there at Fusion, Laugh Fest 2022. Headliner Bodacious, just off tour with D.L. Hewley. Feature comedian Cisco Duran. And of course, you got some of 242's funniest on there. Dasque, BJ, Shadfer, all hosted by yours truly. Pick up the Tropical Gyros, Wise Guy Entertainment, and the Beam Agency for bringing it to you. Of course, can't forget the platinum sponsors, John's Shoes and KFC Nassau. And like I said, you gotta get tickets. Limited seating per show, three big shows. Friday, July 29th at 9 p.m. Saturday, two big shows, 7:30 and 9:30. Tickets available for you right now at Fusion Superplex. 40 for the general, 60 for the VIP. Keep on listening out for some more hookups, all right? But that's definitely where you want to be. And, of course, you know, if you get my mind, bending brain teaser correct, I'm going to put you in the drawing. Next Thursday, I'm going to do the drawing and the winner. And five of their friends are going to go check out Laugh Fest. Hook you up with the table, hook you up with the wine, hook you up with that platinum experience, all right? So circle your calendars, man. It's all about Laugh Fest 2022, the 15th annual. Friday, July 29th, Saturday, July 30th. Three big shows over there at Fusion Superplex. And here's what you're working with today. Get your mind right. Get it right. You know what I mean? Focus. Here we go. This is what you're working with today. And of course, you know how to chime in. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC ready to go. 422-GR96, 422-4796. Stream us live and take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. In addition to that, cable channel 969 and BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. And here's what you're working with today. Boy, I tell you. And I'm going to make sure you know that you all are focused. I don't want to give you too hard of a question today. I'm going to make sure it's worth your while. Make sure you work a little bit. That's Live Fest Platinum Package we be playing for. You know what I mean? But then I don't want to make it too hard for you because I know it's Tuesday. And some of you are dealing with the heat, and the heat ain't playing. Boy, it's hot out there. Woo! Okay. Oh, wow. Recent survey. Wow. Of 100 Bahamian men between the ages of 21 and 50. Survey revealed that 37% or 37 out of 100 said if a woman does this on a date, it's one of the worst things that they could do. Might even kill it, especially if it's on a dinner date. 37% said this is one of the worst things a woman could do, especially on a dinner date. What is it? Might even be a deal breaker. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. While you get at me with that, I'm going to get at you with this. The headliners. Who are what's making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And don't forget, new arrivals in stock right now at Fine Threads. So be sure to check them out, all right? You got, especially with the suits, new arrivals in suits for all of your needs. Double-breasted, regular, slim, pinstripe, and high fashion. With all the accessories to match. Tie tacks, cufflinks, suspenders, belts, socks, shoes, all of that good stuff. The complete package. All right, you remember Fine Threads for the man with good taste. All right, all that's going on for you at both locations. Top of Hill Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both locations open for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or check them out online, finethreads.com. And if we look at what's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views That Matter since 1844, there's a couple that jump out. Airport hit by illegal strike. Story by Kyle Quincy Parker. Some passengers miss flight. DPM says government won't be strong-armed by union. Operations at LPIA slowed to a crawl yesterday, resulting in great frustration among passengers as members of the Bahamas Public Services Union, BPSU, staged industrial action over the government's failure to conclude an industrial agreement and provide money union officials say is owed. Deputy Prime Minister Chester Kupu, who has cabinet responsibility for tourism and aviation, vowed that the government will not be strong-armed by the union. And here we are today, airport hit by illegal strike. So they've done their due diligence. They've taken it to the courts. And now it's been deemed an illegal strike. That's one of the big headlines. Jumping out, screaming, off the pages of The Guardian. Judges orders airport workers back to work. And then, of course, now you have the bus drivers. Now they say they want a fare increase. Obviously, with fuel prices and so on and so forth. And here comes one that just jumps out. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. BCC wants consultation with government on new bills. Bahamas Christian Council President Bishop Delton Fernandez yesterday called on the government to consult with church leaders and other community leaders on the suite of new bills it intends to advance in the coming months. Fernanda pointed to promised bills that deal with citizenship issues and the cannabis bill. There seems to be a constant conversation in the press about bills going to Parliament with regards to referendum items that have been settled and marijuana bills that have absolutely no consultation, he said. I mean, we haven't met with the Office of the Attorney General since the PLP came into power. I don't know if there was any effort to just take bills from the AG's office straight into Parliament. That's not the general trend, especially when you put something in referendum or you had some kind of community input before then and you pick up a bill and you say you're saying you're going to Parliament. I think you need to hear the views on the bills so you don't be surprised when there is counterposition put forward. Now listen, I would like to offer the president of the Bahamas Christian Council, President Bishop Dalton Fernando, this show as a platform to discuss those bills. But while we're at it, let's discuss the silence on the church, by the church, on so many issues throughout the community and throughout the 242. We're going to talk about these bills. Let's talk about some other bills, too. And the Marco Law and so on and so forth. I think we need a lot to talk about. So I would invite him to use this as a platform to discuss that and many other issues. And while we're at it, talk about why the church is so quiet on so many things. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, what's going on, Bahamas?
What's going on, Gardner? What you got for me today?
Yeah, man. You know, I know you don't be capping for the government of the day, right? No matter who it is, right?
No, I don't even wear caps. That's why I wear headbands and let my good hair show.
Yes, everybody's talk shows is be capping for the government of the day. Trying to be politically correct, right? But tell me something now, right? They saying this, they had this exam, you know what I mean, for this, from this U.S. exam, right, at the end, right? Now, watch this now. If the airport have a strike, that have nothing to do with security at the airport. You know they can shut things down, right? I mean the screening and parents and the like are leaving, go slow. Think so?
Yeah, I mean if you know there's a strike elsewhere, obviously there will be other areas in the airport that's affected that will bring it to, like they said in the paper,
right,
a crawl.
And whoever's doing examination with no exam numbers.
But right? Gardner, I mean, we need to look at the bigger picture here.
The picture might be an economical picture whereby the government might be responsible for buying tickets. You know what I'm saying? For the passengers that missed their flight, but that's it.
Yeah, I mean,
don't count now.
Listen, I'm capping. I'll be honest with you. Monday is a great day to take industrial action. You know why? Because it's one of the busiest days in the airport, Gardner. Everybody in their
right.
moms knows that.
Right.
So if
so
you
that,
bring
that
in, if you
to do with this examination from the American authorities for airport safety and clearance, it has nothing to do with that. That has no.
All
to
I'm.
Do with that.
What are you trying to say? That those persons went on strike also? No, I don't think so.
No, they was doing an exam for the clearance system in the United States and security.
Right, the same checkpoints that we have to go through. Obviously, if you have industrial action and everywhere else in the airport is being slowed up, that will come to a grind and screeching halt also.
Right, so therefore, whoever the U.S. is doing an exam, they will recognize it as an abnormal state.
You're talking about the tourists going through now and the customs officer. They know that's not an everyday thing, is what you're saying.
No, but they had an exam, right? This was an EPA exam or something, right? Yesterday. At the same time, the strike was going on. So what I'm saying is that whoever was doing the exam for the United States, right, or the testing for the United States, was noted it was an abnormal date.
Okay, we've established that. I think what you're saying is the screeners and the U.S. Customs and Immigration officials, yeah, they would say, okay, you know what? Dear God, here we go. They got industrial action. This is going to be a long
right.
day.
Right. That normal. So it has nothing to do with how well the efficiency of the Bahamas government. Man, he might hate.
No, the fact. No. What it has to do with the Bahamas government is, Gardner, everything that it says, that the BPSU took industrial action over the government's failure to conclude an industrial agreement and provide money union officials say is owed. That's why they did what they had to do. That's the crux
right.
of it.
Right, so they complicit. So who
it don't have to do with it don't have to do with Tom, Dick, or Harry. It has to deal with Peter and Paul. Peter being the government, know that they need to pay Paul, then pay Paul.
Right.
If Paul feel they should be paid, show the government why, so then the government can pay them. And
so
if governments,
so
if governments,
like that has something to do with
no,
EFT exam or whatever.
Another thing what it has to do with is that we have government supposed to be continuing, correct?
Right.
But it's governments are continuing by convenience in this country. If it's a good idea that's going to benefit the new administration, they continue it. If it doesn't, they put brakes on it. And here we are.
They didn't like they had some issue with this union man. So
all right then. So now you have to look at how
him.
It's now you look out. You now have to look how it's playing out.
Right.
A judge has now ordered workers back to their posts because they're deeming it an illegal strike. So we got to watch how it plays
out. Normal. You don't think those who strike knew the consequences? They doing.
Obviously, you have shop stewards and union leaders that are prepping them and telling them this is what we're going to go through. This is what we're going to deal with.
Right. You know, they were checking the case, and they know what they was doing.
All right, Gardner. Well, I think you made your point valid and clear, man. Let's check out these texts.
For not doing the shopping, baby.
No, man. And listen, man, even when it comes to sports, I ain't a cap. Only maybe when it comes to my Dallas Cowboys. Outside of that, I ain't a cap.
You only be doing a Yankee cap, that's all.
And cut him now. That's it. We ain't gonna take that foolishness on All-Star Day. Not out of no Dodger or no Boston Celtic or Red Sox. No, call me back, Gardner. Naughty cannot keep traveling, paying lawsuits and consultants, showing us that the government has money for them, but there is no money for workers. When the union asks for people to come to the table, they ignore the union and wonder why now there's a strike. Pay the people. Well said, Dexter. Naughty, you're right, bro. Marijuana has nothing to do with the church. The high taxes, food prices, and corrupt government does. Ask them why they're silent on all of those issues. I think I did, but you get my point. Yes. Good answer so far. And yes, we got a winner. We have a winner. We have a winner. Yeah, we got a winner. All right? And the winner is, let me just send it right now so you know that you're the winner. So you can get registered for the draw next Thursday. But the person who texted in takes selfies of herself and her food while ignoring the date. You are the winner. That's what 37% of the behavior male survey said. They can't stand it. That's a deal breaker. If you go to dinner, you're taking pictures of food all over social media and paying me no mind, and I footing the bill for this expensive meal you're taking pictures on, yeah, boom, there you go. So that texter right there, send me information so we can get you registered for the drawing next Thursday. All right, and the bus drivers want to increase. That's another big headline that's blazing up too, but I feel they're paying with fuel prices knocking at $8, okay? I can understand that. Now, bus drivers, y'all know y'all are right with me, Jitney drivers, and I want y'all to get your increase, but we want you to now increase more due care and intelligence and due diligence when you're driving on the road and stop practicing the hee-haw that y'all just be practicing sometimes. It's Compromise Tuesday here today. That's what I'm talking about. All right, let's slide up into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. That's a wrap right there on your headliners. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Slide into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, another big sponsor of Laugh Fest. Don't forget, when you shop at John Shoes, fill out your receipt form, drop it in the box. You're going to go in a drawing for a big package. Courtesy of John Shoes, Wise Guy Entertainment, The Beam Agency, Fusion, Tropical Gyros, for Laugh Fest. You're going to win yourself the platinum experience as well just for shopping at John's Shoes. And John's out now has small home appliances and cookware in addition to all the goodness that they got, which you know them for, at both locations. John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. Be sure to check them out because remember, John, serving you is a pleasure. And I'll tell you what's been buzzing with me. I've seen it all over social media. Saw it yesterday. Saw it today. And it may not hit home to some of you, which is fine. But if you're an animal lover or if you're a dog lover such as myself, it hit home to you. And my thoughts and prayers go out to Officer Taylor, I think his last name was, who recently passed away, member of the K-9 Division of the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And my thoughts and prayers go out, and my deepest condolences go out to the K-9 Division as well. All right? And definitely, the picture speaks a thousand words. Officer passed away. Laying out in full military service. They bring in his service dog. And the dog proves why dog's a man's best friend. So they say. Gets up on the side of the casket. Pays his condolences. Knows something is terribly wrong. And shows all the emotion that he could. And if you're a dog lover, that just strikes home to you. But it also speaks volumes of the connection that you have between an animal and the joy a pet brings to your life. And especially when you get to work with an animal in that type of situation and you train that animal to such a high level to not only detect crime, fight crime, and protect you, the partnership there, the loyalty there, the love there is immense. So I get it when officers lose their dog in the line of duty or they lose their dog. I get it. And I also get what I saw yesterday. And that was a buzz that I think we could all take because at the end of the day, thoughts and prayers go out to the officer's family. But at the same time, it just proves that, you know what? Sometimes you just take a step back and look at the beauty that's still in the world, even in the darkest times. And take it for what it is. We have a lot of animals here in this country. Spay and neuter properly. Be responsible with the animals. Protect them. Keep them in your yard, in an enclosed space. Make sure they got enough water right now because of the heat. And if you can adopt, please do, because we have shelters in Nassau and in Grand Bahama that are being forced, not here in Nassau and New Providence, but in Grand Bahama, being forced to do the unthinkable, which is to put animals down just to continue to maintain space to take care of other animals. So this all goes with, you know, if you really care, do the things that matter, the big things and the small when it comes to your animals. And also just appreciate the bond that dog lovers and people who love animals have. And those of you who don't, that's fine. You probably love something else, rum maybe or whatever. That's cool too. But just be a little more aware of the beauty that's still going on in the world while there's a lot of other ish in the fan. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hello.
What's going on, Sparky? I got to get to the break soon, so make it quick. What you got for me today, though?
Call you back then.
Well, no, get it in now, man. You know I ain't going to never cut you off. What you got for me?
The picture you saw with the writing on man's, with the dog with man's best friend.
Uh-huh.
And you see the other writing said, bye, my friend.
Uh-huh.
And friend on top of the coffin.
Yep.
I said the one that said that out.
Oh, yeah?
That's my writing on the picture.
That's your handiwork there, Sparky?
That's my handiwork right there. Now, guess what? I got one of them German shepherds from the police as well. Her name is Amina. Now, let me tell you something. I have a German shepherd, $2,800. I have a Rottweiler of the United States, cost $3,800. I have a Husky, and I have a puppy now between a Rottweiler and a Belgian shepherd. That's what sits in my yard. If you come there, be careful.
Boy, you got the whole gang.
So be careful. I have to bag the 50-pound by two bags a time. But you know, Marty, I know you got to go. But, you know, yesterday I heard you say something, but some people was complaining about Sparky calling the talk shows. You know, I must say this quick. When these talk shows started with Wendell Jones, there was a talk show on ZNS on Monday night with Faisal Forbes before most of these people know about talk shows. It used to be called Speak Up Monday Night.
Uh-huh.
When the talk show was open, there were some guys, JT, Bannister, Popper, and myself.
I remember you all was the original collection, the original entourage of contributors.
Everybody used to talk. They used to call us chronic callers.
Yeah, man.
We used to voice our opinion about illegal immigrants and this and that years ago, from 1994. Now, look what happened. The chronic caller still called in, but Bannister passed away. God bless the dead. Papa still calls in. JT still called in. Sparky still called in.
And you know you and Papa, y'all got a platform on my show. I have no problem with y'all. You know that? That's how the talk shows.
When we were doing all of that stuff, we have what we call the Piaus who would text in or River Rider, but they scared them. Now, I understand some people can't call the talk show because they're on their jobs. They could get fired for doing what they're supposed to do on the job. Some people are scared because they don't want to hear their voice. I am a Bahamian. I have the right to call it a talk show unless the talk show is bombing from talking on his show or her show. And I got the right. I am retired. I like to listen to talk shows. I like as a Bahamian to voice my opinion what's going on in my country.
And you now, got every right to. And you got a platform here, so be good.
If anybody out there got a problem with Sparky calling talk shows, let them know now. I tell them to them. Well, you better turn to another channel because you can hear me every day if I want to.
There you go. You know you're good with me, Sparky.
Just right now. Boy, look, I got one beautiful picture with you and the Prime Minister. You remember?
At the Bahama Bowl, you put that out there, boy. And look here, boy. You put all kind of things behind me in after that. Not you, but boy, when you put it out there, boy, fire. You caught fire.
Yeah. That's a nice picture I got with you and the Prime Minister.
That's a solid one. I got that in my collection too, man.
In the Bahama Bowl. We had a good day up there.
And guess what? This year, Bahama Bowl, we can take the next one again too.
Wait, let me tell you. So, look there. Those who had a problem with Sparky, you better doggone turn to another channel because you can hear my voice until I die. This is my country, and I got the right as a Bahamian citizen to voice my opinion.
All right, Sparks. Appreciate you as always, Sparky, but I got to get to the break, man. But, yeah, you know Sparky all right with me. You always got a platform here. And like Sparky say, keep listening. You can hear him right here all the time. And I also can tell you, keep listening and bear with. You ain't got to turn the channel. Keep it right where you got it. Ain't nothing else for you to listen out there. The rest of that stuff might poison your mind. All right. So let's take the break. On the flip side of the break, I hit you up with the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, and I get into my dunk. All brought to you across by KFC Nassau. Get in my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All right. Sarah Kirk will be checking in from Grand Bahama. We'll also talk with C. Allen Johnson. Take it over into the 5 o'clock for a little bit, and then we'll talk sports with Earl the Pearl and Peter Raheem. Coming up right here on the flip side of the break on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Don't touch it.
Ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. More delectable aromas and more exciting flavors so you can get more refreshment from every cup. Enjoy the flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream combined with Dunkin' Original Blend Iced Coffee. Or try our cake batter signature latte combining smooth, rich espresso with a spoon-licking good cake batter flavor topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and rainbow sprinkles for a party in every cup. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Hello, Keisha, you something else, boy. Who this is? Tamika? You ain't even remember my name?
Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning your trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I right here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you gotta get first dose, wait, then get your second dose before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Child and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Wow. KFC just put the wow in your week with the KFC Crazy Tuesday Wow Bucket. Satisfy your crispy fried chicken cravings with 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of $15. And with KFC Crazy Bundles, you can add all your KFC favorites for more savings. So taste the crunch and take a KFC bite out of life. Be happy. Save at KFC. Only on Tuesdays and only at KFC. KFC Nassau. Crazy, wow, good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM continues right now. The Tuesday edition, Naughty and Your Company. Right up until 6 p.m. And right now, let me get up into your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, it's Tuesday, people. So you know what that means. It's all about Crazy Tuesday. It's all about that big wow in Tuesday. Okay? Yeah, man. All right? Crazy Tuesdays. KFC just put the wow in your week with that Crazy Tuesday wow bucket. Get 8 pieces of finger-licking good chicken for the wow price of only $15. And don't forget, all KFC drive-thrus open and frying until midnight, Monday through Sunday. So no reason for you not to get your finger licking on right up until midnight at your favorite KFC. Don't forget, it's Crazy Tuesdays. Check them out on that wow bucket. All right, let's check out the what's heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. And I'm going to my Dunkin' known as coffee break. Because you know everyone's on Dunkin'. You should too. All right, let's see what we got. All right. A new study claims that there are zero health benefits from alcohol for people under 40. David Faraday leaves NBC and the Golf Channel to become the analyst for Live Golf. John Cena and Shay Shiratsade tied the knot again in Vancouver, Canada, 21 months at a Florida attorney's office. The nut does fall far from the tree. Elon Musk's father has just had a second child with his own stepdaughter, who is Elon's stepsister. Dad is 76, the stepdaughter is 35, and that is really freaky and weird. Yeah. Kate Bosworth is filed for divorce from her current husband after 11 years. Is now dating Justin Long. The current season of Jeopardy ends July 28th. The 39th season of Jeopardy gets underway on September 12th and is expected to be announced that Ken Jennings is the new permanent host. And finally, a couple of Glee updates. In those days, Blake Jenner played dyslexic footballer Ryder Lynn. Over the weekend, he was arrested for DUI. Ali Stoker played the role of Betty Pillsbury. This week, she announced she's having her first child with husband David Perlow. There you go. And finally, my good friend, the Office alum Craig Robinson, was getting ready to perform Saturday at a comedy club in Charlotte, North Carolina, when an active shooter forced him to evacuate. The guy was caught. Craig is fine. The show went on. And that's a wrap right there. Anya Global Warming was heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Let's slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. We'll talk to Sarah Kirk before I get the conversation rolling with C. Allen Johnson. But before we get in, let me remind you, man, if you want to beat the heat all summer long, man, iced coffees are back at Dunkin' Donuts. All right, get ready for more iced coffee temptations at Dunkin'. The butter pecan iced coffee is back with the tasty flavors of butter roasted pecans and sweet cream. All right, combined with Dunkin's original blend of iced coffee. All available for you at your favorite Dunkin' looking along with the donuts. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-through, East Street South with the drive-through, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. All right, let's head to Grand Bahama. Time for the Freeport Report. Joining me, as she does each and every Tuesday, from the Grand Bahama News, I got Sarah Craigby. Sarah, what's good?
Hey, Don, I'm good. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Can you hear me? Fine. You sound good. We got no disconnect. It's all good. But
good.
What's going on in Grand Bahama? A lot of headlines today. A lot of things swirling. A lot of things popping out.
Well, I have to say, you must be spreading the word well, because we're doing very well here with lots of advertising. So I want to say shout out to all my advertisers, to thank them so much for supporting our paper as it's coming back. It's so nice to have our own issue, and people are starting to buy the paper. Yay!
Continue to spend the money and get the supplement on Tuesdays. Continue to spend, people. There you go.
And if they're really good, we'll hopefully get to another day soon. So please, let me put it out there.
All right, keep doing it. But what's really going on down in Grand Bahama? Because, you know, we're getting reports up here about the Grand Bahama deal and so on and so forth. So bring us up to stuff
that's happening. What we're understanding is the deal for the hotel has not been completed. And if you read in today's paper, you'll get an update. But basically, they're still working on the deal. They've got a little bit more time. And so that's where we're at. We're all keeping our fingers, toes, and everything crossed. But, you know, as Grand Bahamians, we don't believe it until you build it, because we've been through a couple of these before. Let's not mention Moon Project. Let's not mention.
Right. I mean, I saw a red flag when, you know, I know when we first talked about it, they did have the closing, the you know, you had to do the due diligence and let the 120 days go to close and so on and so forth. So you let that play out. But now we're in for an 11-day extension. Makes me wonder. It really makes me wonder.
Well, we're all hoping. We've heard very good things, so we'd like to keep positive. And, you know, we have heard there is a casino deal to go with it, and that's going to happen as well. It'd be nice to have a casino back in Grand Bahama. Not that we can gamble, but our tourists would love it. So I know that's always a big pull.
I mean, that would be great too. But now again, let's see it come to fruition, you know?
Exactly.
Like field of dreams. If you build it, they will come.
100%. And if you look in the paper today, you'll also see that we've got exciting news. The Grand Bahama Cruise Port, which is under Carnival, is advertising with us today. And they're also having a big meeting next week. And it tells you how to sign up. And I remind people, you have to sign up. They are very particular about this. They want to make sure they have enough seats. They are very organized as a group coming in. This is where you'll learn about your possibilities of how you can work with Carnival, what job possibilities there are, what retail space, food and beverage, and shore excursions. So it's really important that people go to these events, sign up properly online, and attend them.
You got to fill out the forms properly. And then, of course, when you do, go and attend the event, but make sure you get as much information while you're there as possible.
Exactly.
Don't get distracted. Don't get put off.
Don't do it by hearsay. Go and attend. And they seem very organized about the event, which they were when they first launched. So it's really good. We do have a bit of a yucky story today. Our airport is supposedly out there and hopefully looking good. They're putting an RFP out. And I know the DPM is working very hard on this. And you hear his passion about Grand Bahama and for the island, also his passion with everything going on with the airport the last 2 days. We are sadly still struggling at our private airport. It does not look good. It is a mess. And so we had a lot of people come to the paper and complain. So we wrote a story about it. And I was very proud of the people who spoke out. A lot of people don't like to speak out. So I was very proud of Craig and Sean Donahue, who have written several letters to the government and asking for this. They're not only writing about their own staff issues, but our own customs and immigration officers that have no proper offices to work out of.
You can't have people out there expecting them to perform a job and don't even give them the proper, you know, elements to work in, the proper, you know, infrastructure and equipment. You need to make sure that they have all the capabilities.
It's also our private airport. It's where, you know, the billionaires and millionaires are flying in, including the investors.
So,
and, you know, the investors are not being put in nice facilities. They're in tented areas. And this is horrible. This is not the way we want them to come in.
No.
You know, you can go over to the airport where they have fixed up the public airport, but the private airport, which was taken over for the public airport because of the destruction of Dorian, and Lord, I hate saying Dorian, but, you know, it needs to be fixed and we need to have a better view. It needs, you know, there's potholes, there's no seats for people, there's no cover during the rain. It's, you know, and you know how hot it is. So
yeah, you definitely need to do something with that. We need an improvement there.
Definitely. I will say, though, there is a great success going on, and I'm so pleased for tourism. The Gumbe Summer Festivals are happening on our island on Thursday, and they are packed, not only with tourists that are coming out droves, but also locals. And locals are loving it, and the dancing and the organization, everyone says that the events are wonderful.
We're glad to know that it's getting back up and running in Grand Bahama. But at the end of the day, we got to do it a little quicker, you know? And we got to figure out what's going on with Alucard so Grand Bahamians aren't disenfranchised again, and we get it right this go around.
We don't like being the second city, but
no.
You know, we're fine with second city. We're holding on to it. But Abaco's coming up fast, so we got to get ourselves organized.
There you go. Well, we'll talk to you again soon, Sarah, because I got to get to the break now. We'll talk to Seattle on the flip side. But go ahead. What else you got for me?
Just tell you to please have a look. Our local swimmers did really well. They almost beat Nassau. So we're trying to just want to make sure people give a shout out to our fantastic.
Listen, y'all almost beating Nassau in swimming. I used to mash y'all up in the Freeport Aquatics. I got the trophies at home to prove it. Only one dude from Freeport could ever hang with us. I don't know where he is now, if his family's still down there. Send my regards to them. Nicholas Boyce. I don't know if the Boyce is still down there.
I know where Nicholas Boyce is. He's in Miami, but he was a fantastic swimmer.
Fuck, Jack, you got to let me know so we can go have some libations. Let me surprise him and show up and say,
Nicholas Boyce in touch. You, that's fantastic.
You and me, we like Apollo Creed and Rocky Balboa. We got unfinished business.
Well, you're too tall. That's in some major trouble.
In a good way, for sure. And give him my regards. If you know where he is, that's my old buddy from swimming, man. I will try to find him on the book and whatnot, but please give him my regards, man. Him and his dad were very good people back in the day, man.
I will. I'll get you in touch. But yeah, so the swimming teams are doing great and they've come back. So they're really happy. So shout out to all those kids because, Lord, they do some serious practicing, eh?
There you go, boy. That's one thing I don't miss about swimming. But anyway, we'll talk to you again next week, Sarah.
Thank you.
We'll spend some time next week. I got Sea Island coming up after the break. So we'll get some more insight from Grand Bahama as well on this Freeport Report Tuesday.
Thank you. And tell Mr. Allen I send all my best.
I will, man. Mr. Producer, as we go to the break, man. You're going to go to the break now, and then let's get Cuban Willie in now because that's coming up. And then, all right, so right now, let's get Cuban Willie's numerology report lined up for you, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game, and it's all Percy's pension plan. All right? Yes, you can win yourself a pension for a year. 13 pensions up for grabs worth over $244,000. All you got to do, deposit $20 on your Island Game account, and you're going to get registered for Percy's Pension Plan. Big drawing coming up. All right, it's back again. You don't want to miss out on that. And let's find out where Cuban is this afternoon. Guillermo, where are you, my buddy? Where are you coming from today? What you got for us good today? What's the numbers look like?
Wepa, soy yo, Cuban Willie. Buenos tardes. It's time for your numerology report brought to you by the Iron Gang and Percy's Pension Plan. And today, let me tell you, I have a good story for you today. You know, I went to the two shops today to do the shopping. And, you know, in the two shops, back to back, the receipt was $41.20. And the next one was $41.20. I said, no, mira pa eso, look at that. 41, 41, 41, two times. So today's three ball for today is 4-1-2, 4-1-2. Okay, play with luck and suerte with the Island Game. And you know what? Good luck, all Island Game account holders. Every time you deposit $20 on your account, you're going to get an entry into the big drawing for Percy's Pension Plan, where 13 lucky winners are going to win 244,000. 13 pension plans for a year. That's what I'm talking about. Wepa! So stay playing, my friends, with the Iron Game. I see you tomorrow with my numerology report. Cuban Willie, hasta mañana.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix Menu has three tasty options that are bold and value with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together. Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, keep you with it. Percy's Pension Plan. To help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust. It's winning isn't the game, you know, because your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
Get ready for more with the new Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers. More tropical flavors, more refreshing, and more ways to get glowing this summer. Dunkin' Lemonade Refreshers are made with lemonade-flavored tropical fruit concentrates and are available in three vibrant varieties. Strawberry Dragon Fruit, Peach Blue Mango Pineapple. Sip an ice cold Dunkin' Lemonade Refresher and feel energized and refreshed. Ready to mango? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Laugh Fest, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Oh, producer remixing the beats and the vocals and the instrumentals. Look here, stop it. Look at DJ. Chicka, chicka, 1, 2, stop. Okay, listen. The end of the 5 o'clock hour, we can talk sports momentarily. You're going to chime in and see Alan Johnson. But Mr. Producer, you have a copy of the Guardian now, right? Are you looking at the picture? BCC wants consultation with government on new bills. I was looking at this, and I started to read. President of the Christian Council, Bishop Delvin Fernandez, yesterday called on the government to consult with church and community leaders, and he wanted to talk about certain bills, one dealing with citizenship and the other with the cannabis bill. And I can't tell you that, Mr. Producer, when I first looked at this, I was like, oh, boy, Bishop going in on the cannabis bill. I guess I got to write another column and try to explain the benefits, so on and so forth. But I looked better at the article on the break, and I looked at the picture. You see how red his eyes are? You see how red that man eye is? Hey, they need to let him consult. That marijuana bill might have a chance now. I mean, if I go based on his eyes, if I go based on that, the marijuana bill may have a chance. Anyway, we got C. Allen chiming in, right? C. Allen, yes. How goes it, my brother?
Everything's going okay, man. I was going to tell you, look at the picture. See if there's any snacks.
My gosh. Yeah, no snacks in the picture. But I'm telling you, I'm looking at it now going, wow. Anyhow, I appreciate you chiming in because I know you got big projects in Grand Bahama and Freeport, yeah. And you're very busy. But break it down for me. What's going on with the Grand Lucayan 7-day extension? That's a big red flag for me, Seattle. That makes me start to say, hold on now. In the words of Keith Sweat, something just ain't right.
Right. Remember now, this original deal said that we had a deal. We had a deal which wasn't a deal. And 60 days due diligence was going to be conducted, which would have expired July 11th. Some say July 9th. And so essentially the due diligence deal was when they're supposed to come back to make the purchase agreement. Now, if you listen to what is being said from Lucayo Holding, they says that they give them 15 more days, but they'll be negotiating for a couple of months. Now, see, notice what they said. We give you 15 more days, but we'll be negotiating and meeting for the next couple of months to finish the deal. So there is no deal for us to be sure. Now, the way to look at that is to simply look at the fact that Electro America is a combination of companies where agreement between Electro and Common Group, aka and Electro America or Electro America come out. Anyway, it's a combination of those groups, the hospitality group. They go to the public, marketplace to raise the capital each time they're about to add to their properties, because essentially Electro America gets it, aka hospitality manages it. Well, they've made no notifications in any of their declarations with the SEC or in their stock shareholders or in any type of publication, they're even interested in the Electro America in this Lucaya deal. It only comes from the Bahamas media, from the media house. Now, the fact that they have yet to get a deal, because Electro America must then bring a complete financial portfolio that they'll have to present to the market to not only raise the $100 million purchase, but to probably raise about $500 million that will be needed to do what they say. You must remember, they said they're going to be building a hotel, a convention center. They're going to be building 3 hotels, a convention center, a casino, 11 restaurants, and 10 bars. You don't do that with $300 million considering what has to be done. You have to refurbish the golf course and the likes. The problem that America have when I talk to individuals in the U.S. market is the fact that their sources within Electro America is very concerned about the same thing as the airport. And the fact that they also don't see a strong hospitality brand for the Freeport market. I know the minister says that our investor must come with the brand. Well, Electra, and AKA Simple Brand, is hospitality, medium and long-term rentals. So they don't develop tourism brand. They're strictly a hotel apartment management company. Okay, so the problem now is that we're not getting any direct information for even for grand behemoths to make preparations. We're getting plenty, prepare ye, prepare ye, prepare ye, prepare ye. But no one has been able to give us any direct information as to what type of support infrastructure is going to be needed for Electro America should this deal go through. Because Electro America also is looking at the branding of the destination so that people will have something to do other than beaches. Okay, they could go to their four or five Miami properties, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach properties for beaches. So we have to be providing something to cause the experience. But we have not had any conversation from the Office of Grand Bahama or from the Minister of Tourism asked exactly what to do. Now, if you go jump quickly, just tie it into this, is that you have the Western brand of, what's the name of the company? But anyway, Western Reimagined, they had about five major hotel brands that were trying to do the lighthouse type environment. That has been rejected by government. The other hotel deals that is tentative on the marketplace is not as secure as it is because they are almost depending on the Isle of Kaya brand and the airport for their consummation. You don't build multi-million, $200-300 million hotels with no means of getting people to that location. So that the airport then becomes the primary focus of what happens. The scary part is that the Minister of Tourism says that the hotel will be ready in 2025. So the question then is go who, where, when, and where, and by whom? And that has not been given to the investors. And so we could only assume that the investors is waiting on the hotel and the hotel is waiting on the airport. The investors are waiting on the airport. And seemingly that we're waiting on the chicken and the egg, which comes first. And so essentially, we don't even have a strategy to give us a temporary fix that allow the U.S. Customs and TSA and other people to come back to Grand Bahama. And so the problem we have now is this. The Progressive Liberal Party entire platform since September of last year has basically been based on a lot of promises on this blueprint for change. But if you actually take the time to look at the fact that they have yet to deliver on any of those blueprint for change beyond talk, we are going to have some financial storms. I understand the union's position. I was there. I try to grab and secure my positions now because when the jackals come, they're not going to be nice. They go by contracts, not by what you say. But when you look at the economy, I think all behemoths have to be concerned for the fact that the PLP major announcement came built on many of the things that the FNM left in place that seemingly is not making any progress. Now, taking to that we have yet to meet our FDI requirements, minimal requirements for the last 3 years. And that's foreign direct investments of money, of inflow coming in. So we have no new deals coming in. In fact, if you look at what's been announced for Grand Bahama, the cruise port and everything else, you have the government of the Bahamas literally depending on Grand Bahama for the revitalization of the economy. And we are not seeing it in Grand Bahama. We're getting the lip service, but we're not getting the actual concrete plans that you could go to the bank with. You would set up your own business plan with. We don't have no timeline. We don't have anything of that. Now, I go back to the cruise port. The cruise port, yes, say they're going to start in September. But remember, I don't remember the environmental report or the environmental management plan ever being publicly discussed and debated here in Grand Bahama, because they are building a brand new marina in a marine protected area, which is the Peterson Park. They're going to be doing some major dredging and cutting and building of canals and et cetera. And again, even those individuals don't exactly know where do they fit into the picture, from the ground transportation to the boots and entertainment, the reasons for people to come out of that place, because that place is an all-exclusive type environment. So it's for the people to leave through that gate to go to the rest of Grand Bahama, which ties into the other hotel type environment, which basically gives us nothing. So essentially, if you look constructively and unbiasedly at what has been said and what has been done, we've had nothing but promises and actually nothing that you could go to the bank on. And the Grand Bahamians as a whole, the business community, is literally on edge, because we are beginning to see the things, the promises. It is a lot of decorative and actions, you know, small activities such like the Gombe Festival that's coming, that Grand Bahamas now have something to do. We have returned to the festivals, the Coconut Fest and other things that's going on. But substantially, where you have an economy that brings new money in to basically handle at least 50% of the people in Grand Bahama is unemployed or underemployed, facing housing crisis, facing food crisis, facing education crisis, and all these different the things. And so we are calling upon the government of the Bahamas to have Minister Ginger Moxie to give us more than vacuous statements. We open concrete communication with the Grand Bahama community so that we can have a two-way conversation, and also from the Grand Bahama Port Authority as to the role they would play for the rebuild and redevelopment of the Grand Bahama economy. Because since they have given up the airport, they too should be putting the type of pressure on the government to get things done, considering that what they need to develop or market their product that they have on hand also requires the airport and synergy from whatever strategy that the government of the Bahamas have, this green economy, blue economy, ocean economy, all of these various things. We've had plenty talk about those. No one has come to us to tell us, where's the ecosystem? Where's the enabling legislation? Where's the programs that ties into that? How does Bahamian get to be involved in the carbon credits, in the green economy, the digital economy, all these things that it is? Now, take into consideration that Ms. Ginger Moxie, Minister Ginger Moxie, says that she all but said that she was one of the lead architects of the PLP Blueprint for Change. Well, considering that she's one of the lead architects of the PLP Blueprint, Grand Bahama should have been front and center in the initiation, in the initiative of this, of these, of these report. But as far as hospitality, Grand Bahama is ideal for hospitality. It was designed for hospitality, second homes, and in industry. We have neglected the hospitalities all but died in the Grand Bahama, and we have no cohesive strategy for the revitalization of the economy of Grand Bahama. Let me end in saying this. The report has just been released that for $13.1 billion worth of economic loss that has happened between Grand Bahama and Abaco. What is missing from that is between $7 and $11 billion of the infrastructure that generated those profits and profits that has been lost. So if you own a restaurant, you own Kentucky Fried Chicken, and the GDP and this revenue came from your restaurant burns down. You are now talking about the revenue and the things that you lost, but no one is talking about the fact that you need to rebuild the restaurant. And that's the Grand Bahama economy. And so unless we build the Grand Bahama economy and the Abaco economy, the Twin Cities, no economic recovery of the Bahamas, which is scary.
And that's what I got to ask, because I keep hearing these grandiose plans for Grand Bahama. Now I hear a casino potentially could be on the way. But we can't get to any of that if we can't get out of the starting gate. And right now, I feel we're stuck in the starting gate for 11 more days, right? We'll figure it out in 11 days.
No, but here's the point. There has to be a plan B. Because if Electro America starts or even pauses, then what happens? What happens if Carnival starts and pauses?
Exactly.
See, and we have a lot... You see, the problem is that when government depends on singularity, understand, even if Electro America opens up the hotel, if you have 20,000 individuals on this island looking for work, the hotel is not having 20,000, nor will you have spinoffs of 20,000 people. So the hotel cannot be the solution. Carnival cannot be the exclusive solution. So again, I think Carnival and the hotel has been an excellent distraction. Approaching the one-year anniversary, I think it's time for them to get past the distraction and actually begin to bring some deliverables. You cannot tell me the hotels and Carnival will generate even 10,000 jobs that is needed on Grand Bahama. It does not happen. And so again, I think they've done an excellent job of distracting us. We've given them a honeymoon period of after the election, but it's time for them to bring some concrete. Now, I am one who knows the ecosystem of the carbon credit market, having talked about it for 20 years when most environmentalists
in
the
country. And definitely we got to get you on next week, and let's have an in-depth conversation. I know you've been busy, but I was waiting for you to set up so I could grab you and make sure you do that.
Yes. So we just definitely touch bases, but I just want the Bahamas at large to know that we must prepare for this economic storm with inflation, deflation, all these different things, these terms they talk about. And without the government bringing some meat to this green, blue, orange, digital ocean economy, we will only be talking. And beginning in the second quarter, which is October 1st, the jackals will be coming, because we will not be able to meet the requirements, the economic requirements to sustain us, because we had no real growth in the last year beyond talk.
All right, man. But today, see Alan on short notice too. We got to get into the sports now. But next week, I'll reach out to you, and we'll definitely get caught up on carbon credits, because I want a good in-depth conversation on carbon credits, because obviously, just the gist of it. If you don't have no mangroves, we ain't got no carbon credits. You know what I'm saying? Let's try to get that all together and make it right.
Yes, there's a whole lot. Trust me, the carbon credits is going to be an excellent show because you'll actually get the truth about the, excuse the expression, the planned prostitution of the behemoth puppet.
There you go. And on that note, we'll go to the break. I appreciate you, though, as always, C. Allen. We're going to take a quick break right now on the flip side of the break. Earl the Pearl will be in the building. Earl's on Zoom right now, so let Pearly in. Peter Raheem will be joining us shortly. And I appreciate everybody who contributed today on the text so far, on the calls, and both my contributors from Freeport, Sarah Kirkby and C. Allen Johnson. Really glad to have my finger on the pulse in Freeport and in Grand Bahama, as well as in Abaco. Big up to Roscoe and Ken, because it's not just about New Providence. It's about the whole entire archipelago. And we got Talking Heads throughout. And we all got to get together. So we got it. We'll talk sports on the flip side of the break right here. Tuesday edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video, want to step out and look great, then Fine Threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then Fine Threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
We're not always able to see the storms in life approaching, but we can take the necessary steps to be prepared to ensure the safety of ourselves, our loved ones, and our property. This hurricane season, trust J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. We'll be here to help you get back on track in your time of need. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
The King wants you to take a walk on the tangy side with the all-new Zesty Whopper collection at Burger King Nassau. Enjoy the classic Zesty Whopper with two types of cheese, zesty sauce, and crispy onions stacked on 100% flame-grilled beef. Or go zesty on our plant-based Whopper and crispy chicken. All three are saucy, crunchy, and full of flavor, and only available at Burger King Nassau. Visit any of our seven locations and enjoy a Zesty Whopper as a combo or as part of the King's Feast at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here, Tuesday edition of Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And right about now, it's time to get up into Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well, weather trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget, every Wednesday and every Friday, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7 p.m. Well, we're the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. Give them a buzz. See what they got chefed up for you. 377-7776. All right. Today is Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. We got Earl the Pearl zooming in. Pearly's in the building. What's going on, Earl?
I'm ready, my brother. What's happening? What's happening?
We missed your candid Dodger Blue commentary yesterday, my brother.
You know, you had some delicious to deal with, but they're all behind me now.
But, you know, I didn't get to share the, you know, the 14 run outburst the Yankees put up the night before, you know, going into the All-Star break and how we swept the Red Sox. You know, I didn't get to cheer. I didn't get to share my pinstripe pride with you the way you share your Dodger blue passion with me. You see,
I appreciate that, but you know what I find interesting is I read an article about you on the day, and they said you have ducked the injury bug so far.
Earl, I don't want to hear about you or any articles that you read ever since you sent me that one about Philadelphia winning the division. So you know you're done with me with articles, right? I'm not looking at anything else you send me.
Okay, all right. Okay, no problem.
But what did the article say? We have avoided the injury bug, so what did you do? Take out a voodoo doll and start sticking pins in it so the Yankees would get injured?
No. I want the Yankees to stay healthy because you know what I want. You know what I want in October.
Careful with your victory. You just might get it, you know.
You and I and some friends to take a trip to New York, New York, and sit in Yankee Stadium and you and your... Judge, and I, my belly shape, and be, you know.
No. If I go to New York, there's only one jersey I'm wearing, regardless, and it's the number 2.
Not Billy Martin.
It was the number 2 worn by who? Billy Martin and Derek Jeter, two of the greatest Yankees ever. Of course, I'm wearing the Deuce. And I'm going to go there and sit right next to you. And I'm going to watch Judge pull a fucking 1977, not one, not two, but 3 home runs off Dodger pitching.
You know something? Judge is going to have an opportunity to face Dodger pitching tonight. Tonight.
In an All-Star game. Come on, Earl. Come on.
That's all right. That's all right.
This is like preseason in football. Nothing in the air.
You know what? Did you see the potential next starting left fielder for the Los Angeles Dodgers win the home run derby last night?
God. Yes, I did.
Thank you.
Can we talk about today in sports history, please? All brought to you across by Naughty Johnnies. Today is Tuesday, July 19th, 2022. In 1909, on this day, the first unassisted triple play in Major League Baseball was made by the Cleveland Indian shortstop Neil Ball in a game against the Boston Red Sox. 1909, Cy Young earned his 500th career victory. In 1960, Juan Marichal of the San Francisco Giants, one of the toughest pitchers ever with one of the most unique pitching stances and styles as well, too, became the first pitcher to get a one-hitter in his Major League debut. Only Louis Tion, I think, had a weirder pitching style than Marichal. In 1966, at the Astrodome, the first Major League game to be played totally on artificial turf took place. Prior to this game, the outfield had consisted of painted dirt, and the infield was covered with an artificial turf. And today's quote is, "You don't know what pressure is until you play for $5 with only 2 in your pocket." Lee Trevino, pro golfer. Lee Trevino was one of the greatest, too. Great mediocre career on the regular tour. And we got nothing from Pearly.
No, I'm right here. Okay. Say it again.
That was Lee Trevino I was referencing. And I said that Lee was great in the senior tour, but he was kind of mediocre on the regular tour. But he was a beast on the senior tour.
You know, that's right. You know, he didn't excel until he started playing the senior PGA. I don't understand that.
Him and Chichi Rodriguez. Chichi Rodriguez was another one that went to the senior tour and just dominated and used to do the whole Three Musketeers thing after the putt with the putter. You know what I mean? And put it away. And
they were two good ambassadors
for the game of golf, right there.
So who's one of your favorite golfers from back then? I mean, Tiger's my all-time favorite. Well, who would be one
of my favorite golfers from back then? If you don't say Tiger, well, you definitely have to say, I would say Severiano Ballesteros, the big Spaniard who won multiple tournaments. Sevi Ballesteros, man, he was a great golfer.
No, I know. I guess that's your Spanish heritage. But I was a Jack kind of guy.
And I ain't gonna say Garcia because Sergio wasn't as good as Tiger nor Sevi, but he was up there.
And lead the place 2 rounds and then pull up.
Jose Maria Olazabal is another one that I used to like. I think the big one was awesome. But you remember that monumental choke job Norman put on at the Masters? He was leading into the last day and then just collapsed. He ain't been right since. You know which golfer I
remember? Who ran him down? Who was it?
I can't remember. I got to pull that up.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. A golfer that, if you want to mention from the past, that from, you know, in between that generation, who we lost tragically, who I enjoyed watching was Payne Stewart. I thought Payne Stewart was a great golfer. And I like the fact that
was the plane crash.
He was in the infamous Learjet that lost control. They had oxygen malfunction. The passengers perished within 15 minutes of takeoff because of carbon monoxide and lack of oxygen, so and so and forth. So the plane flew like a ghost plane and ended up crashing in South Dakota.
Yes, yes. And they were afraid it was going to crash in the city or something.
Correct. And they had F-1 fighters from the Air Force following it just in case they're going to have to take it out of the sky once they determined it was a ghost plane to prevent, you know, loss of life and so on and so forth because a populated area.
That was a very tragic
situation. But he was another one who was a great golfer because I used to like his outfits. He used to wear the jodhpur pants, the old school golfing jodhpurs with the high socks and all. He was a classic man.
Yeah,
he was a good guy. But of course, you know, everything was dominated by Tiger. And more recently, to see Tiger come off over the weekend past and all the golfers salute him, and you see how really humbling it is to see Tiger in the condition he's in right now. He is really a wounded Tiger.
Yeah, it was agonizing to watch him play. It was like, oh, man.
I think Tiger is going to be one of those athletes that we say, you know, barring injury and the tragedy and the personal stuff he went through, he definitely would have caught Nicholas. But I don't think it's meant to be at this stage. I think Father Time is undefeated, and the injuries that he's had have really caught up to him. And let's be honest, Tiger was supposed to lose that leg in that accident. It's a miracle that he kept it. I'm so glad that he did, and hats off to the surgeons that saved it for him. But if that's you or me in that accident, Earl, We got a prosthetic, we got good parking, and we hopping around. No disrespect.
Yep.
That's just how we're going to end up in that situation. But to look back,
he had the money to do it.
But I think if you think back right now and you look at the game right now in golfers that on a week-to-week basis can make it exciting.
There's no dominant. It's not like, you know, every week Tiger will win. Or, you know, every week the Golden Bear would have been or Johnny Miller would have been there. But no, man. Every week is a different guy.
Every week somebody steps up. Every week it's a different opportunity for somebody to do well. And these young guys are serious. I mean, they've got the rivalries coming from college, and they come into the pros and they're doing their thing. So golf is now a young man's game. It's not an old guy's game anymore.
This new live or whatever they're calling it, that the Saudis are financing is really costing a little, because Tiger really condemned them this weekend. And then, you know, they're diminishing the game of golf. They're not in a competition where they have to improve their games and they would practice to be better and all that stuff. They're playing 54 holes, and then they're getting the money up front. So there's no incentive to want to be better. So that's going to be interesting to see how that develops over the next.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you know, you always want some sort of incentive. You know what I mean? To participate.
Yeah. I'm mixed
or to know that somebody else. Go ahead.
I'm a little mixed on it. I haven't formed an opinion on it as of yet.
All right. Well, let's slide into the local sports scene. All right. And of course, you know, the home court is brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau, and it's all about that zesty Whopper. Get the flame grilled beef, get the chicken, or get the plant-based variety waiting for you. It's waiting on you by itself or as a combo at your favorite Burger King location for takeout, drive-thru, and delivery. With the Craven app. And definitely, if you haven't tried that zesty Whopper, you need to right now. It is oh so good. Saucy, crunchy, juicy, off the chain. It is all that. So definitely check it out today. And as we slide in as to the home court and we look at local Earl track and field, we were doing so well yesterday. Tyena Gaither advances to the 200 semis. But again, Anthony Strawn, who was a guest on the show earlier this year and talking about all these events coming up, soft tissue injury again. The hamstring brought her down on the back turn. Came up limp. You could see like somebody shot her in the back of the leg. It had hamstring written all over it. You know what I mean? And when you watch sports, especially track and field of the NFL, when you see a hamstring go, you can tell instantly when a hamstring is torn. Instantly.
I know that feeling.
So I, you know, my thoughts and prayers go out to Antonique, man, because the injury bug has really bitten her. It has really hampered her career because the potential is there. It's just the injury bug, you know? And I look at her kind of like Grant Hill. The potential was there, but boy, the injuries took their toll. But nonetheless,
keeping our prayers.
We still have Tynia Gaither, she advanced out of the opening round of the heats of the women's 200 meter. And even though she first started in the 700 meters the day before, she still made it through. Gaither was third in her heat to grab one of the three automatic qualifying spots for the semis, which is set for this evening at Hayward Field, so we keep an eye on that. Gaither was timed at 22.61 seconds, finishing behind American Tamara Clark and Dina Asher-Smith of Great Britain. Clark ran 2.227 seconds, and Asher-Smith qualified with 22.56 seconds. So she's right there. Second and third were kind of tight. Looks like Clark pulled away a little bit. But Gaither has the 13th fastest time going into the semifinals this evening. She will run out of lane 8 in the first of three semifinal heats today. Just the top two in each heat and the next two fastest times would advance to the finals on Thursday. Strawn, on the other hand, she had the lead in her opening round heat coming off the curve, but appeared to pull up with a hamstring injury on going into the straightaway and hobbled to the finish. She managed to finish the race but was out of contention for one of the top three spots in qualifying spot for the semifinals. Once again, injuries have claimed another meet and another opportunity from Taitha Gaither. Hey, listen, man. Texter, what's good, man? I you must have texted us before I mentioned Sergio, but I did mention Sergio Garcia. I mentioned the fact that he wasn't, you know, he wasn't Tygo and he wasn't Seve, but he's still pretty good, but he wasn't M2. But yeah, that's some of the track and field news there. Pearly, in addition to that, another hamstring and another lower back injury, and here we go. We got two Bahamians out. Jack Chisholm tonight out of the All-Star game due to the lower back strain, but nonetheless, he's gone through everything. And to see the star on the All-Star Walk of Fame and see Jazz Chisholm there, to see the internationals put up with a Bahamian flag there, to see the speech that he gave on Major League Baseball Network saying that he was in awe of himself considering his humble beginnings, and it reminds him every day of where he came from and what he has to do and how important it is to stay there. And, you know, then it makes me think of the upbringing he had here as far as with his parents doing a great job, his mom especially, and the coaching he got. And I'm going to brag, you know, a regular contributor to the show, Coach Simmons, who calls in here every day, he discovered Jazz and Lucius. You know what I mean? So hats off to those kind of coaches, because that motivates younger coaches like me coming up to do the right thing and make sure I teach the game like how they did so the next generation could make it through. And I think it was just awesome how it all tied together, how he remembered where he came from, the leagues he played in, his mention of Freedom Farm, all of that stuff, man. Just glad to see Jazz there. Now, I know we came with the Barry Bonds ring and cross earring, like how Bonds used to wear, but it's all good. I kind of got the Wesley Snipes look with the glasses and the hat and the ring from White Men Can't Jump, remember? So when I see, like, you know when I catch him at Don't Blink, and you know I catch Jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
Many of their hitting. I catch him at the right moments. I don't wait to just tell him. I send him in the whole crowd. You know, that's my boy. I can catch him good with that White Men Can't Jump, trying to look like Wesley Snipes in the All-Star game. If Wesley Snipes and Barry Bonds had a love shot, it'd be Jazz Chisholm.
Oh, my Lord.
The earring and everything and the hat turned up and everything, man. It was classic. But I just like to see Jazz because he exudes fun. He exudes, you know, the love of baseball. And hard work and staying there. And I can't wait to see Lucius Crocker line up in Washington after this All-Star break because they suck. And if he don't crack it, I'm telling you, it boils back down to that Davey Martinez Latino homeboy network. That's what that is. Because those Latino dudes in front of Lucius right now in Washington, they suck. They're horrible.
If they make some moves, we can see what happens. They're supposed to be selling, so we'll see what happens.
So let's see where it goes.
Is he Soto and Strasburg to the Dodgers?
I don't know. I don't know where they're going with all of that. But at the end of the day, they got to make some sort of improvements. All of those teams need to improve for the playoff hole. So we'll see where it goes.
They're going to cut the team. They're going to cut the team. So that's, I think Lucius is going to have an excellent opportunity because they're going to cut the team.
Teams like that. All right. Like you say, they need to. They need to. So other teams who are in playoff contention right now are looking to take advantage of the fire sales that's coming up.
Yep. It's going to be interesting because the Yankees and the Dodgers are going to battle it. But they're saying that Soto can have the Yankees, but I can't see y'all giving up your number one prospect for him.
But
I'd be mad at us.
Hey.
That too. A short stuff y'all got? Oh man, oh man. Ooh, that's he's the future. That's the next
Anyway, you jinxing hard now.
Next number two.
Okay, you jinxing hard now. Let's go to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll get into who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And I'll get you my pro picks for tonight, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. But yeah,
I don't know
what you're picking
tonight.
Yeah, you're plotting. Yeah, I can pick the All-Star Game, National American, who may win it. And who may win the MVP. I could do that.
Okay.
But I just want to get you off.
I want you to strike old Judge. That's what I want.
Look here. Don't be looking at our prospects. You keep an eye on your farming system, and we keep an eye on our farming system. Fair enough.
We got a kid named Bobby Miller who throwing like 109 boggers. If they trade any of them too, I vex Puff up. I'm very mad.
Listen, one thing that amazes me with the Dodger organization, y'all paying this minor league player y'all $72 million to stay in the minor leagues. Y'all brought him up from Cuba as like a 14 or 15-year-old. He's been in the minors for like 7 or 8 years and still
making. Vargas is tearing up the league. He's up there. He's coming soon.
How y'all do that, though? But you know
that
what?
Was international too.
But if you pay me $72 million to stay put in the minor leagues, I can stay there for $72 million.
$72 million. Where you get that figure from?
I saw $72 million floating around. That's what they gave him from start to finish.
No.
But they paying him some astronomical amount to stay in the minors, right?
Not to stay in the minors. They paid him a figure to get to sign him out of Cuba.
And then they're grooming him. I take it.
And he's moved up to East every. Every the level he's been in, he's dominated. He's in AAA,
Didn't you all have him up for a cup of coffee in the majors? Didn't I see some footage of him hitting the ball in a Dodger uniform?
That was preseason.
Okay. All right. Let's pimp my Cuban brothers, man. I got to call Cuban Willie on y'all, man. Y'all stop, man.
He's the future.
Y'all take advantage of Latino players. Let me go down the list. Fernando Valenzuela. Pedro Guerrero,
Davey
Lopes. But Davey Lopes really wasn't Latino. He just...
There's a whole damn statue of Venezuela outside. I'm taking advantage of him.
All right, I had to try. Let's go to the break. I had to try, Pearly. You know that.
Okay.
The
Dodgers have been the leaders of taking good care of international players.
Yes, indeed.
From Nomo to all of them.
Yeah. Who was your general manager back in the day who made them famous comments about international players and swimming or something like that?
I don't remember.
Yeah, you remember, but you just don't want to say, let's go to the break.
I remember.
Let Dunkin' put the good back into morning with our delicious breakfast sandwiches. Enjoy a fluffy egg topped with American cheese and bacon, ham, or savory sausage on your choice of a flaky croissant, a warm bagel, or a toasted English muffin. Choose your favorite and have breakfast just the way you like it. Make it a combo with golden hash browns and a freshly brewed coffee and get rising and shining with Dunkin' breakfast sandwiches today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
George, Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
We're going to give you a check every week for a year.
Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, keep you winning. Percy's Pension Plan. Dream big, we will help you live it. Percy's Pension Plan. Island Game, we got you. Percy's Pension Plan. From the friends you can trust, it's winning is a must. Come play the game, you know, cause your best chance is with us. The most trustworthy name is Percy's Island Game. So put 20 on your account and ride this easy train at Percy's Island Game.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency, in association with Tropical Gyros, presents the 15th annual Laugh Fest. Laugh now, cry later, live at Fusion Superplex. Starring your headliner, fresh off tour with D.L. Hughley and backed by popular demand, Bodacious. Get ready for your feature comedian, Cisco Duran.
I'll tell you right now, that's what fat people do, okay? Fat people look at other fat people and we judge each other, all right? I saw the way you looked at me when I got on stage. Like, you looked at me, it was like, oh my God. Hey, baby, I'm not that fat, right? Jesus Christ.
And get ready for some of the 242's funniest comedians, Das Quay, BJ, and Shad Fur. All hosted by the Bahamian King of Comedy. Two big shows. Friday, July 29th and Saturday, July 30th at Fusion Superplex. General admission, $40. Limited VIP, $60. Tickets go on sale Monday, July 18th at Fusion Superplex. Laugh Fest 2022, brought to you by the platinum sponsors, Fine Threads, John Shoes, and KFC Nassau.
Craving tasty KFC chicken and need an affordable fix? The KFC Quick Fix menu has three tasty options that are both big on taste and value, with plenty of mouth-watering goodness. Try the KFC Flavorful Box, packed with three pieces of crispy fried chicken legs and whole wings, fluffy mashed potato with gravy, corn, a buttery biscuit, and an ice-cold Pepsi for only $9.95. Get your favorite chicken fix today, only at KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. And down the home stretch we come. Obviously, we got to get into the Who's In and Who's Out segment, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. And I'll big up the crew over there, Tropical Gyros, Chef Comer and the gang. Of course, you know, big producers this year in collaboration with Wise Guy Entertainment and the Beam Agency, bringing you Laugh Fest 2022. And remember, whenever you shop at Tropical Gyros, you got a shot at winning a great platinum experience to Laugh Fest. So get into Tropical Gyros. Purchase the gyros, fill out the receipt, put it in the box, and boom. Next week, you could be new friends going to get your laugh on at Laugh Fest 2022, courtesy of Tropical Gyros. All right. Who's in and who's out? Well, Purdy, I ain't going to tell you where to lie. I'm looking at the NFL. And look like some people might be out of a job soon.
Who?
Yeah. Goldman opts to retire 2 weeks after joining the Falcons. So,
oh, really?
Defensive tackle Eddie Goldman informs the Falcons he intends to retire.
The Falcons can be trashy anyway, so I guess.
Yeah, but there's another veteran who came over, and only 28, you know, came over from Chicago, but another veteran that just says, you know what? I'm out of here. I'm done. I'm going to retire.
Well, the Falcons can totally cut him. Trust me, they can totally cut him.
Now, some of the other ins and outs around the league. Desmond Ridder, quarterback, is officially under contract with the Atlanta Falcons, signing his fully guaranteed four-year rookie contract Tuesday. And that was announced by the team. Also, the third round selection out of Cincinnati is the last draft pick of the Falcons' 2022 class to sign his rookie contract. Ridder, who is currently slotted behind Marcus Mariota in the Falcons' quarterback room, will compete with the veteran for the starting job during training camp. And I don't know, can Mariota hold on, or would he get displaced by yet another?
I hear some talk. This kid can give him a good run for his money.
I hear he's only a stopgap until Ridder's ready.
Take the job, you can get the best out of Mariota.
That could be true. I mean, there, but for one or two things, Mariota and Tua in Miami are the same person.
Oh, don't worry about Miami. No.
All right.
Let me tell you something. Put this on record. You're going to see an exciting Miami Dolphin offense in this upcoming year. You can take my uniform.
There you go. Well, some other ins and outs. The Las Vegas Raiders have signed free agent wide receiver Isaiah Zuber. The Minnesota Vikings have waived quarterback Nate Stanley. The New England Patriots announced the signing of defensive lineman Jeremiah Farms. And this, he's off the USFL's Pittsburgh Maulers roster. The New York Giants second round running back, Breece Hill, has signed his rookie contract on Tuesday. And the Pittsburgh Steelers signed defensive tackle Doug Costin to a one-year deal. Those are the ins and outs. Got some injuries as well. The Raiders placed defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins, cornerback Trayvon Mullen, and defensive tackle Bilal Nichols on the physically unable to perform list, the pup list. All right, so they got to go about 6 weeks before they can.
That means the season finishes.
No, no, they got to wait 6 weeks before they could join the roster.
Okay, that's right. Yeah, you're right. That's right. That's right. Yeah.
All right, games I like tonight. Here are my picks, man. All right, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Nothing.
You missed one last. Who's in?
Who's in?
Peyton Kershaw's the starting pitcher for the National League All Star. Meaning is only like the.
You almost cost me.
In the All-Star game in his own hometown.
And guess what?
Isn't that wonderful?
A Yankee could take him deep in your own hometown tonight. Watch and see.
Yeah, Oshani leading off and Judd Barton second. We can see what happens.
Well, I'll go out on a limb tonight. I wanted to go National League and Jazz Chisholm as the MVP, but obviously I've been denied that opportunity. So I will follow my Yankee heart and say American League wins the All-Star game tonight. And here come the Judge as the MVP.
And I say the National League wins it tonight. And here comes Mookie as the MVP.
That's our pro picks, all brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And we are up out of here because the producer has given me the signal. It's time to run. We are done. Great episode again today. Thanks for Freeport chiming in. Sarah Kirkby, C. Allen Johnson, everybody who contributed on the text lines and on the phone lines. Earl the Pearl for zooming in as well. Great show again today. We'll do it again tomorrow right here talking heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We are out of here. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can be good All-Star game. And you see him make appearance out there, man. Tipping the hat and running out and all that good stuff, man.